By the way, when I went to mastery, this tool was invaluable. We had lots of people who had never run before in their lives, and they wanted to go exercise. Well, one man said, I can't do it. So I asked him, where are you on a scale from minus 10 to plus 10? Explain the theory to him. He said, I'm at minus 7. I said, why? He said, well, when I think about doing it, I think I'm going to have a heart attack. Why? Well, years ago when I was exercising, he said, I overdid it, and I started feeling these pains in my heart. And I said, well, have you been to a doctor? He said, yeah. He says, I'm fine now. He said, you know, I was really overweight back then, all kinds of problems, but I can't run. It'll mean that same thing to me. I'll die. Well, I'm sure that's pretty close to a minus 10 experience for most people. I said, well, listen, the doctor here checked you out before you came here, right? He said, yeah. And he said, you could run, yeah. I said, well, you're different than you were before. We're not having you run full out crazy like that. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, if your doctor says it's okay and you really wanted this to be a plus 10 experience, how would that happen? I said, don't go to plus 10. That's too big a jump. What would it take to take it from minus 7 to at least a plus 4 experience? And he thought about it, and he came up with some things. And I said, then plus 7. And gradually, we got him to plus 10. He went out the next day, and he came in, and a couple people asked him, he said, what kind of experience do you have? He said, plus 13. He said, I surpassed what I want to do. I love this. Most fun I've ever had in my life, because I figured out what it would take to win the game before I started. Doesn't that make sense? We all deserve to do that. And I want to point out something else that's really important here, and that is, it's important not only you have a level 10 experience, but the people you work with, ideally, so that you don't just feel really good and everybody else around you is bummed out. So I'll give you an example. When we went to Mastery, we're doing it at the Hyatt Waikoloa, $750 million resort on the Big Island of Hawaii. Phenomenal place. We've been there twice before, and the hotel really loves us. We bring them a lot of business, but also our people really take good care of them and vice versa. So we've enjoyed being there. But one of the things that makes us successful is we always do a pre-convention meeting where we bring in all the top executives from the Hyatt, all the managers, and we sit down and try to describe to them, okay, this is what we're going to do this year. This is who's going to be here. These are what are some of their special needs and desires are. How can we work together? What are some of the synergies we can create? And it's helped a lot. But you know what's interesting? There have always been a few people, anytime you get this many involved, who have expectations that can't be met. In other words, what it's going to take for us to have a level 10 experience might be different than what they need for a level 10 experience. How do you work that out? Well, what I did is I explained this whole idea of quality quantifiers. And I explained to them how I used it with urge management with food and had them kind of play with it a little bit with their coffee in front of them. And it really worked. And they got real excited about it. So I said, now let's try it this way. Right now, you know we're coming in. We're bringing in 1,000 people from all over the world. We've been here before. Where are you guys on a scale from minus 10 to plus 10 about us being here? I said, as if you're actually going to tell me the truth. I said, but seriously, tell me. And I made him laugh a little bit. And I said, let's go around the room. And I went to each manager, each executive. And the room was filled with about, I don't know, 60, 70, 75 people. So we went around the room and I said, where are you? Tell us your name. Tell us what your job function is and tell us where you are. A bunch of people started saying, well, I'm at 10. We're at 10 plus. We're at 20 with you guys. Some of them were sincere. Some weren't quite as congruent. So I said, stop. I said, listen, I don't mind you guys being at minus 5 about us being here because I want to know that now so I can figure out what does it take for us to have a 10 experience for you. Because I don't want you just to meet our needs. I want this to be mutual.